Spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. YPF beats integrated oil peers for the week, but pressure and volume leave the rebound unconfirmed. YPF gained 4.8% in the latest week and remains close to its 52-week high. Yet the move came on 0.7x average volume with negative activity pressure. Research brief. YPF Sociedad Anonima closed at $52.62 on 4 September, up 4.8% for the week and 7.0% over 4 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active after 38 active weeks, and relative strength is positive, but activity pressure is negative and participation is light. The shares sit 14.4% above the trend line and 8.5% below the 52-week high, leaving the setup constructive but not fully confirmed. Key points. 1. YPF outperformed the U.S. Oil and Gas Integrated Group for the week, gaining 4.8% versus the industry average of 3.0%, and ranked third among 18 industry names. 2. The trend signal is active, with price 14.4% above the $45.99 trend line and positioned at 86.0% of its 52-week range. 3. Volume was thin, at 4.7 million shares, equal to 0.7x the 13-week average and 0.5x the 52-week average. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Relative strength is positive at 18.88, but activity pressure is negative at negative 0.56. 5. The valuation gap is wide, with price 71.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $30.76, increasing sensitivity to any loss of momentum. Weekly rebound keeps YPF near the top of its range. NYSE-listed YPF, Argentina's integrated oil and gas group, finished the latest week at $52.62, a 4.8% gain that put the stock 8.5% below its 52-week high of $57.49. The move keeps the shares high in their annual range at 86.0%, well above the 52-week low of $22.82. The longer view is still favorable, with a 70.7% gain over 52 weeks and a 42.6% rise over 26 weeks. The shorter picture is less clean. The stock is up 7.0% over 4 weeks, but remains down 5.9% over 12 weeks, showing that the recent bounce is still repairing damage from the mid-year pullback rather than producing a clean quarterly advance. Sector context is supportive, though YPF's quarter still lags. Energy had a broadly positive week, with the U.S. Energy Group up 2.6% on average, and the U.S. Oil and Gas Integrated Industry up 3.0%. YPF's 4.8% weekly return placed it 17th among 100 energy stocks and 3rd among 18 integrated oil and gas names, ahead of the industry's weekly pace. YPF's 7.0% four-week return beat the integrated group average of 4.5%, but trailed the broader energy average of 10.5%. Its 12-week loss of 5.9% stands well behind energy's 10.0% average gain and the integrated group's 6.2% rise, which keeps the recovery from looking fully sector confirmed. Trend strength is intact, but activity pressure is the weak spot. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with 38 active weeks in the 52-week window and trend breadth at 73.1%. Price is 14.4% above the $45.99 trend line, which keeps the weekly regime constructive. Relative strength is also positive, with YPF ranking in the 82.5th percentile across a 224-stock U.S. energy peer set. Market dynamics are not as strong as the price action. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.56, while relative leadership is positive at 18.88. That split matters because it suggests the stock is still attracting relative demand, but the latest rebound lacks a cleaner activity signal beneath the surface. Thin volume and rich valuation raise the confirmation bar. The latest gain came on 4.7 million shares, below the 13-week average of 6.4 million, and well under the 52-week average of 10.0 million. At 0.7x the recent baseline, volume does not yet show strong participation behind the 4.8% weekly advance. Valuation distance is another risk factor. YPF trades 71.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $30.76, a wide premium that can be sustained while momentum is improving, but can become exposed if pressure fades. Recent volatility is lower than the one-year norm, at 5.5% versus 7.5%, but the return profile remains sharp. the best recent week was plus 10.5%, while the worst was minus 10.1%. What to watch next? The first test is whether YPF can hold above the 45.99 trend line, while narrowing the 8.5% gap to its 52-week high. Holding the upper part of the range would keep the active trend intact, but a break back towards the trend line would weaken the near-term repair. The second test is confirmation. Activity pressure needs to improve from its negative reading, and volume would need to move closer to or above normal levels to show broader participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would carry more weight than another light volume advance. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.